The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Merry Christmas, because we are still in the season of Christmas. It is not over yet. It won't end until a week from tomorrow. A week from Monday is next Sunday is the last day of Christmas, the feast of the baptism of the Lord. So still say Merry Christmas to people. They'll look at you like you were from Mars, but that's okay. It's part of the fun. Leave your tree up, your lights on, and again, you can play Christmas music, even though people will look at you like you're from Mars, and you say, but it is still Christmas. We have a season of Christmas because what we celebrate at Christmas time, the incarnation of the Lord, is too large an event for one day to encompass. It's too large even for an octave of days. It's too big to celebrate. There's so much celebration that needs to occur. It is too big to meditate upon, because there is so much revealed to us by Christ, and there is so much to understand that we need that time to reflect upon the very mystery of the Incarnation. And during this season of Christmas, we have several feast days. Today we have the solemnity of Holy Epiphany. Now what, you may say, is Holy Epiphany? Well, you could say it's the 12th day of Christmas, or it would be if they'd left it on its traditional day of the 6th of January. You could say, well, that's about the Epiphany is about the Magi coming to give the baby Jesus gifts. And you would be right, as long as you also include what they represent. Each and every human being is made for God. We have a hole in our hearts, as it were, that is shaped like God and can only be filled truly by God. This is why it is so easy for people to be fooled by false gods. If the true God is not enthroned within your mind and your heart, then something else will take its place, because we try to fill that hole. But in order for us to know God, God needs to show himself to us. He needs to reveal himself to us. We know that God did reveal himself in partial and fragmentary ways to the children of Israel through the prophets. And among the many prophecies that the children of Israel received were those that told them that there would come a time when God himself would visit his people. And he would show himself not in partial and fragmentary ways, but completely and fully and perfectly. And he would show himself not just to the children of Israel, but to all the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, to all of the nations. And so in the fullness of time, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, God showed himself in the person of Jesus, first to the children of Israel in the persons of the shepherds, who saw the army of heaven, heard the good news, and went to investigate. And when they saw, they believed and passed on the news. Then came the Magi, the Gentiles. Who are the Magi? Were they a white guy, a black guy, and a brown guy? No. They were all brown guys, because they were from Persia. The Magi were the ancient priests, scholars of Persia. And they came seeking the newborn king of the Jews. And if you're looking for a king, where do you go? Well, the royal palace, of course. So they went to the capital. They went to Jerusalem. and they found King Herod. My first parish, the first grade teacher asked her CCD class, who was King Herod? And one of the little boys raised his hand and said, he was the first serial killer. He was not wrong. But by consulting with sacred scripture, the Magi learned that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. So they went to Bethlehem. And there they found the newborn King of the Jews, but so much more. They found the King not of just of the Jews, but of all peoples, of all things, the King of the universe. They found God himself. And responding in faith, they gave gifts to the infant Christ that signified and proclaimed to the world who he was. They gave gold because he is a king. They gave frankincense because he is the eternal high priest. And they gave the embalming herb myrrh because he would die for your sins and for mine. This is the Epiphany. Epiphany itself means revelation or showing. And this is the first of many showings of God to the world in the person of Christ. Because whenever Jesus proclaimed the gospel, it was an epiphany, a showing of the truth which is God. Whenever Jesus worked a miracle, he showed his divine nature to the world. So for example, when he walked upon water, he showed his dominion over created things. And who has dominion over created things? God himself. Today we celebrate this first epiphany. This first epiphany to the Gentiles. And we look for the complete truth. The unchangeable complete truth. Which is the revelation of God in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.